Hello, folks. This is Brother Don Lamb with LifeGate Church. I'm going to continue to do some more podcasts here in the future, and I got really stirred up studying Ezekiel chapter 20, and there's a lot of things that jumped out at me. I'm going to go through this pretty quickly, but in every podcast, you're going to get some nuggets to kind of really chew on. And Ezekiel chapter 20 is a little bit of a picture into the cycles of rebellion and judgment of God's people and how he overrules even what God's people want to have happen when they become compromised and beat down by their own religiosity or the culture around them. And therefore, they start making really poor decisions. God says in the middle of that, I'm still going to raise up a witness for myself. And we get that from Acts 14 in the middle of that chapter, verses 16 and 17. In Acts 14, it says, in the past, God let all nations go their own way, even though he had Israel as a people in the earth. He let nations go their own way. Yet throughout all the history of the earth, yet he has not left himself without testimony or witness. That's amazing. And he goes on to say that he does that across the world because he rains earthly showers and blessings on the righteous and the unrighteous. But more importantly, God has not left himself without a testimony in the earth by raising up a people of God, a community that is preserved to be a representation of him by prayer, by righteousness, by truth, by the way they live. And that is a very important part of this study of Ezekiel chapter 20. So let's get right into the study of Ezekiel 20. And we're going to go from verses 24, and we're going to conclude with verse 33. So I'm going to start at 24, and I'm going to just give you the nuggets that are in here. And he starts out talking to his people, saying, because they, my people, have not obeyed my laws, and they have desecrated my Sabbaths, and their eyes lusted after their fathers. So there's three things that took place there. God's people did not obey the principles of his kingdom, which for us would be faith and obedience and prayer and righteousness through the word of God and the Holy Spirit. They desecrated his Sabbaths. That's the second thing they did, which to me, the Sabbath stands for a purposeful, intentional intimacy with God. That was what the Sabbath was. You shut yourself down and you focus on the Lord. You desecrated the Sabbaths, and then finally they had eyes that lusted after their father's idols. And again, God's people get caught up in the earth. They get caught up in pleasure in the flesh, and they lust after even the generation around them, their forefathers. And so the Lord does three things in return from the three things they just did. He says, I will give them over to statutes that are not good. I will let them be defiled by their gifts, verse 26. And at the end of that, and they will sacrifice their children, which is very, very unbelievable when you think about 2019. So the first thing that happens is God says, I will give them over to statutes that are not good. He allows us to enter into religion. There is an apostate spirit in the earth that is creating religions around the world under the guise of Christianity, where you can abort your children, where you can be homosexual, where you can even serve wealth and gods and money, and you call it prosperity, all kinds of things. He says, I will give them over to statutes that are not good, laws they cannot live by. That's dead religion. I will let them be defiled through their gifts. And I realize that any theologian studying Ezekiel 20 here will say that these two parts of the passage are tied together, and the sacrifice of the firstborn is literally the gifts were offerings. But there's a point to be made here that we are defiled by our gifts, by our wealth, by our intellect, by the blessings that God gives us. And we have to be careful about that. And ultimately, we become deceived by our intellectual, politically correct spirits, whatever you want to call it, spiritually distorted spirits. And we begin protecting abortion, which is unbelievable in our generation. And we sacrifice our firstborn. And it says in the end of that verse, God allowed them to experience these three things: laws that are not good, be defiled by their gifts, and they offer themselves up to abortion, so that they might be filled with horror. That means to be appalled at their own outcome and their own iniquity, and that they would, at the end, know that I am the Lord. That's verse 26, the end of verse 26. Now, something shifts here as I conclude in this last minute of this podcast, that God says, you people will even go further as my people, and you say, you want to be like the nations, verse 32. You want to be like the peoples of the world who serve wood and stone. But what you have in mind will never happen. As surely as the Lord declares the Lord, I will rule over you with mighty hand, outstretched arm, and outpoured wrath. Now, this is the most powerful part of this whole Ezekiel chapter 20 study, is that God's people become compromised and they go, but we just want to be like the world. We want to be popular. We want to fit in. We want to be politically correct. We want to be loving. We want everybody to think that we are a caring people and that we're just like them. And the end result is that they become very compromised. And God says, I'm not going to allow you to become like the world. What you have in mind will never happen. And as surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will rule over you. And that means the Lord will receive the ability to constantly raise up in each generation. No matter how compromised it gets, he's going to create an Acts 15 miracle where there will be a people who will be a testimony to him. What you have in mind will not happen. My people will not be wiped off the earth through compromise and become just like the people of the world. I'll raise up a fresh, anointed, preserved community who will serve me. And the end of that, he says he's going to do it with mighty hand, outstretched arm, and outpoured wrath. And what that means to me is when we surrender to the Lord and allow him to raise us up as an awakened interventional community, so to speak, his mighty hand and outstretched arm will do that. If we refuse and we do not repent, then his outpoured wrath will come upon us and we will become scattered among the nations, so to speak, and not part of his solution, and we will be cut off. But praise the Lord, through this amazing verse structure in Ezekiel chapter 20, we realize that God always raises up a holy remnant through the power of his Spirit, and that is what we desire to be today.